3. Ernest entered Printer's Ink Bookstore in Palo Alto and glanced at the poster on the door. Dr. Ernest Lash, Associate Clinical Professor of Psychiatry, University of California, San Francisco, speaking on his new book, Bereavement, Facts, Fads, and Fallacies, February 19th, 8 to 9 p.m., followed by book signing. Ernest glanced at the list of speakers from the previous week. Impressive. He was traveling in good company. Alice Walker, Amy Tan, James Hillman, David Lodge. David Lodge, from England. How had they snared him? As he strolled in, Ernest wondered whether the customers milling about in the store recognized him as the evening's speaker. He introduced himself to Susan, the owner, and accepted her offer of a cup of coffee from the bookstore cafe. Heading toward the reading room, Ernest scanned the new titles of his favorite writers. Most stores allowed speakers to choose a free book for their efforts. Ah, a new book by Paul Auster. Within minutes, his bookstore blues descended. Books everywhere, shrieking for attention on large display tables, shamelessly exhibiting their iridescent green and magenta jackets, heaped on the floor, patiently awaiting shelving, spilling off tables, splashing onto the floor. Against the far wall of the store, great mounds of failed books glumly awaited return to their maker. Next to them stood unopened cartons of bright young volumes eager for their moment in the sun. Ernest's heart went out to his little baby. What chance did it have in this ocean of books, one frail little spirit swimming for its life? He turned into the reading room where 15 rows of metal chairs had been unfolded. Here, his Bereavement, Facts, Fads, and Fallacies was prominently displayed. Several stacks, perhaps a total of 60 books, awaited signing and purchase next to the podium. Fine. Fine. But what about his book's future? What about 2 or 3 months hence? Perhaps one...